God bless you. Oh, how blessed we are to know the truth of God's word, that we can be together and declare his greatness and to declare the truth about God. And I'm very thankful for this opportunity to share God's word with you. And to those of you listening on the CD, we send greetings and love and blessings from San Diego to the far corners of the world, to Nigeria, and aren't we just so blessed? What's been working on my heart is to declare the truth about God, because in the world today, there is so much misinformation and so many lies about our Father God. Everywhere you turn, I mean, think of the examples on a college campus. What do you hear about God? God is dead. How shameful is that, that people are declaring that about our Father God? What about at a maybe in a church, that God would give us sickness and disease to test us or to try us, to prove our faith? This is all misinformation about our wonderful, loving Father. Or even at a funeral, how about it's God's will that he died? How devilish that is. You know, and on the news, what about natural disasters? God sent the hurricanes to punish people. You know, our God of love, you know, what a disgrace that people would declare that about him, because our God would not send death and destruction and despair. Our God is a great God of love and a great God of power. And I was really encouraged the other day. I was driving along on Interstate 8 going east, and perhaps some of you have seen this that live out in that area. There is a sign on the top of a tall building, a business. And right next to the name of the business, it says in big, bold letters, this is not graffiti or anything, this is a professionally done sign, in black and yellow, it says, God is awesome. Have any of you seen that sign? Sometimes I just want to drive out there just to see it, because how wonderful that people would declare that in this world today that's full of so much misinformation about our wonderful Heavenly Father. And I just say, you know, shame on people for doing that, but not for saying that God is awesome, but for spreading lies about him. Aren't we blessed that we have the truth of God's word? Because the only way that any of us know anything about our Father is from the declaration that he made of himself, that he revealed to us through his loving goodness and his loving wisdom, that we can know who he is as a loving Heavenly Father. And just to set the record clear, all this misinformation about God, you know where that's coming from. God declared it in his word, and I'll read a verse to you. You don't have to look it up. You can look it up later if you'd like. I'm sure many of you know it by heart. John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." Jesus Christ said, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." That is the declaration of the Word of God. This is our source for truth. This will never, ever fail us. So whatever you hear around you, you always bring it back to the truth of God's Word. And certainly, I would love to see more of this declaration of God's awesomeness in places like Times Square in New York City on the billboard. Wouldn't you love to see that? Or on the Goodyear blimp. How about that? Or maybe, have you ever been laying on the beach and you see one of those little airplanes go flying by with the thing that says, you know, come to Hooters, or will you marry me, or, you know, something like that? But aren't we blessed that we are in a position to have the truth of God's word and to be able to speak it? We live in a wonderful free country. And we can declare the truth about God, and we should, and we do. And so what I'd like to do is go to God's Word today and look at some accounts of great believers that that have done that, and you can start to go ahead and turn to Psalm 71. We'll look at some of the words of David, the psalmist, and he was referred to as a man after God's own heart. He's a man who praised and glorified God while he was under terrific persecution by his enemies. The Apostle Paul, he was transformed from being one of the most vicious religious leaders of his times to become an apostle of Jesus Christ, a man of God who brought new light to his generation. We'll look at an account of Jesus Christ, the beloved only begotten Son of God, who declared, who revealed his Father. He always did the will of the Father. And we'll even look at an account of how God's creation declares God. So in Psalm 71, we'll begin to read in verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. This is David's declaration of his heart regarding God. Deliver me, O God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee I have been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall continually be of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, and here's the lie of his time. God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. David didn't believe the lie. He said, O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who has done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? What a wonderful declaration of the heart of a man of God. He said, he referred to God as his strong habitation, his rock, his fortress, his hope, his trust, his strong refuge, his righteousness, his salvation. He talked of God's wonderful works and God's strength and God's power unto his generation and to everyone that is to come. And, I mean, I'm so blessed to have been a part of this dedication for Jonathan and Grace, because as we continue to declare the truth about God, just as David did, the truth of God's word moves from generation to generation to generation around the world. How blessed we are to know the truth of God's word. Continuing in Psalms, I'd like to look at Psalm 96. And this is David's continual encouragement to others. The power and the effect of our words. Let's never, ever underestimate that. In Psalm 96, verse 1. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. And flip back to Psalm 19, please. And we'll take a look at how God made the heavens. Well, what declaration did he himself set in the heavens? In Psalm 19, in verse 1, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God." And that word "declare" is from a Greek, actually a Hebrew word, meaning continually go over and over and over again. You know, the word of God is set. It's written in the stars. The prophecies of old are written in the heavens. "Day unto day," verse 2, "uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." The universal language. People all around the world looking at the stars. "Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." And I'd like to take a look at some of the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you would turn to the Gospel of John. See, we can look to the Old Testament and have great learning and understanding, looking at the life of David and others. But they were servants of God. They didn't have what we have now. We have something even greater. And yet we look back and we see the great heart of these wonderful believers throughout history and their faithfulness to declare God and the truth about him and the effect that it's had throughout the ages. In John 1, Jesus Christ revealed and declared the Father. How did he know the Father? He said of himself that he was about to do his Father's business. That's what he did. He was always about his Father's business. And when he received misinformation from different sources, his response was, "It is written." That's how he knew. He knew the Word of God. And that's how he revealed the Father to others, by his words. In John 1, verse 18, it says, "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." And in John 4, chapter 4, I wanted to share with you an account of Jesus. He was at Jacob's well, talking to a woman of Samaria. He was just on his way, and he revealed an incredible truth about God. In John 4:21, Jesus saith unto her, this woman of Samaria, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him." God is a spirit, or literally, God is spirit. "And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." What a great revelation. God is spirit. And continuing on, if you would turn to John 17. Prior to Jesus Christ being betrayed and crucified, he spoke these words to the faithful men that were with him at that time. And he declared the truth about God in John 17, 1. "These words spake Jesus and lifted his eyes up to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, Father,
Now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me. And they have kept what? Thy word. They have kept thy word. I have given them thy word. Verse 14, please. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. This is our source of practice, and faith and practice, our only source of truth. In verse 25, a little further down, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. You know, it's incredible to think, you know, the beloved only begotten Son of God who knew his Father, who was totally committed to doing the Father's will. This is his declaration of his Father. And I'm not seeing anything here about any kind of death, destruction, negativity, harm, any of that. You know, the so-called acts of God in this world, if you've ever read a legal document, they're not talking about our God. They're not talking about the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. They're talking about the God of this world. And he is the great liar and the great deceiver. And that's why we see and hear the things that we do that are untrue. I'd like to take a look at the Apostle Paul and something that he shared very boldly in Acts 17. He made an incredible transformation in his life. He certainly was transformed by the renewing of his mind. He was an enemy of the believers. He would break into home fellowships and haul people off to jail to be executed. And what an incredible heart he ended up with toward God, and what a great man, a great spokesman, an ambassador for Christ. In Acts 17, in verse 22, Paul was in Greece. And many of you, probably all of you, have studied at one point in time or heard about Greek mythology. Think about Greece at that time if you've ever studied it. It was completely just saturated and overtaken by idolatry. It must have just been an incredibly horrible place to live. And, you know, just the darkness and the perversion. But here's Paul. It says in verse 22, then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill. And on Mars Hill, from what I understand of this location, it was a there were idols, idol after idol after idol, named idols that they made with their own hands out of different things that they would worship for different purposes. And it says here, Paul said to him, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. Verse 23, for as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. They had so many gods for so many purposes that just in case maybe they missed one, they put up this altar to the unknown God. So Paul said, him declare I unto you. In verse 24, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. doesn't say he takes life away. He giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations for men to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Forasmuch then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. How wonderful that he declared the truth of God in that situation. We are not challenged with the same circumstances as Paul was at that point in time. And thank God that he did speak up and declare who the true God is. And there are others throughout history. In 1 John, I wanted to share with you just a couple of more sections here. 1 John chapter 1. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing throughout your day, just always be looking for an opportunity to tell people the truth. Because there's such confusion and darkness and lack of peace. I mean, just being here together with you this morning, you know, being able to sing and hear these beautiful songs, hearing the manifestations of Holy Spirit, you know, being a part of a wonderful dedication like we were, how blessed we are. You know, people in the world are searching, they're hungry, they're dying. And we just simply be faithful and we just speak that word. Just speak it in love. Now, there's a verse in God's word, I believe in Proverbs, it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So as we continue to dedicate our hearts and our efforts to putting that word in our minds and making it a part of our hearts, you won't be able to help but speak God's word to people. And God's Spirit works in you and moves within you. His will is for his word to move over the world. So naturally, that's what he's going to work in us. How blessed we are. In 1 John, verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things we write unto you, that your joy might be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Wouldn't you say that is something that the world needs to hear in this day and time? God is light, in him is no darkness at all. So if you detect or perceive darkness in your situations or your circumstances, you know they're not from God. And yet God has the answer. God has the desire and the ability to bring light to dark situations. In 1 John 4, just a couple chapters over, another great truth. 1 John 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. How is that for a revelation of God? God is love. I mean, just think about it. In this, really this short amount of time that we've spent together this morning, just these simple truths that we've talked about, God is spirit, God is light, God is love. You know, if you simply went out and shared that with people, how enlightening that would be. And when you hear people around you knowingly or unknowingly spreading lies about our Father, just say, would you like to know the truth about God?
They might say no. But what if you've got someone who's got a heart hunger to know God, and there are a lot of people out there who do, and you say, would you like to know the truth about God? And they say, yes. Then out of the abundance of your heart, you'll be able to give them the truth about God. We need to declare to people Romans 10, 9, and 10. I'll read it to you. Some of you know it by heart. Most of you probably do. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be made whole. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The people that we talk to can be born again and receive Holy Spirit and have that relationship with God. We must be faithful witnesses to declare God's word, to declare who he is, and to declare who they are. A witness declares what he has heard and seen, not his opinion. And really, what difference does our opinion make? It's the truth of God's word. And simply in Webster's dictionary, I looked up the word declare. One definition is to say positively or emphatically. Now, how hard is that? It's so, so, so simple. And in closing, I've asked Fred to play a song for us, and then we'll close up with a word of prayer and go on our way. So, Fred.
Let's talk about God's goodness and God's love. Let's tell the world how he so loved, he gave his only son. Let's talk about God's goodness and God's love. Oh, that men might live for him, after all he's done for them. Let's not waste another day. Time is short, so let's keep in mind, people need to hear the word of life, and when they hear, their hearts can change. Let's talk about God's goodness and God's love. Let's tell the world how he so loved, he gave his only son. Let's talk about God's goodness and God's love. God is faithful to forgive our sin, and so with boldness we can come to him. His loving heart will never change. And we declare what we have heard of him, that others too can turn their hearts to him and see our Father's loving way. So let's talk about God's goodness and God's love. Let's tell the world how he so loved, he gave his only son. Let's talk about God's goodness and God's love. Let's talk about God's goodness and God's love. Let's tell the world how he so loved, he gave his only son. Let's talk about God's goodness and God's love. Let's talk about God's goodness and God's love. Let's talk about God's goodness. Let's talk about God's love.
Blessed and thankful to be called out so lovingly and so clearly by you, and that we know who you are, Father, and we know what your desire is for this world, that people can come to know you and have life, have eternal life, and know you and know your Son and be a part of this wonderful family of God that you've called us to. And thank you for making it so very simple, Father, that we can share from our hearts what we've heard, and that it's as simple and wonderful as that. And thank you for all the many people that we can touch their lives in our day and time, and that we can simply be faithful witnesses to tell them who you are and who you truly are, Father. Thank you for all you've done and all you continue to do for us. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, amen.